lucky can one guy be? Not as lucky as the folks in Wisconsin for the waterfowl season opener, the mourning dove season opener.
Yes.
The, I mean, goose, teal.
The most happiest time of the year.
Yes, I think squirrel opened. My name's Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco. Woo. I'm your host. And that's Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
She rides shotgun on this ferry as it traverses the lakes and rivers of Wisconsin.
Oh, she's my.
The fast shooting, slick talking car salesmanist woman you'll ever meet. I don't know. I don't know where that came.
I feel like being Vanna White right now with all your mounts in the background.
I think that looks good. I think people should watch us on Facebook, because if you are listening to us, yes, I know that's very exciting, but you're only getting half the story,
half
really.
Half of it, correct.
I mean, these glorious faces, how, and my fifth midlife crisis, my mullet.
Fifth midlife crisis.
Yeah, let's see that thing. Lean forward. It's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
I'm going to show it to the cameras.
Look at it.
I mean, that is, we have to get it with our guest of honor.
I just want you to know the kids call that flowage supremage.
Oh, do they?
Well, they, as far as I know, they do. You guys who are listening, we have such an awesome show today. I mean, it's super awesome on one side. It's a bummer a little bit on the other because Chef Lawton.
I know.
Chef Lawton's busy. She had to take the week off, and we have to deal with Mike Kretschmer. Mike,
what?
The meat
what
man
deal?
From Nice Guys. Well, I'll be on. I mean, look, you're great.
I'm not as good
you
looking.
Didn't bring
as
you're
today.
Great. Mike.
Oh, yeah, this is true. I didn't bring any food.
You're great, Mike, but you're no Chef Lawton.
I know.
I mean, you're pretty good, though. I'm just kidding. You're great, too, and you make
I'm
some
good with the knife
food.
In the kitchen. Yeah, you're
yes,
right.
Yes, you are very good. Mike Kretschmer, the butcher. That's like your official like
the Raisin Wisco
butcher.
Butcher.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
right?
We can go with that.
Would you like to be the official
the meat handler?
Meat Man Mike is what I'm known on other radios.
Yeah, you're also no, I can't. I was gonna say you're one of those guys with a really big truck, aren't you?
Oh no. What's that?
Who knows?
I'm so excited though because today, if you use the Wisconsin's outdoors, if you hunt, if you fish, even if you kayak, if you hike, and you want to know the land you're standing on, Onyx Maps is usually part of that, part of your life. Onyx Maps. Oh man, I'm gonna actually. Kretschmer's showing it to the camera.
Not my spots, though. Not my spots.
Those are your spots. Write them down so that you can know where you are. And if you're on private land, you can ask permission of the folks who own the land. This tool was not available even 15 years ago.
Correct.
We had plat books to look up that kind of thing. This is just an incredible tool. And we're very, very, very lucky to have Jared Larson from Onyx Maps here to talk to us about that. Jared, what is up?
Very warm welcome. Appreciate that, Joel, Mike, and Danielle. Happy to be here. I'll first start that I'm from Wisconsin, so maybe...
Yes! All right! Raised in Wisco.
That's right. Like Wisconsin is on the precipice of the best time of the year. I'm currently a Montana resident. That's where I'm sitting, and we're right there with you. This Saturday opens
big sky
archery season for pretty much everything.
Ooh.
So it's
exciting.
Right there, pushing up against go time.
Yes, and you've got a fine collection of deer skulls over your head in the background of your video, which is pretty cool. So you clearly practice what you preach, and I'm going to say, your mullet is slightly more impressive than mine.
He's going through his pre-midlife crisis, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I appear to have the age of hair on you a little bit here, Joel. So I'm sure maybe
yes.
a decade or two ago, you might have been in a better competition here.
Okay, Mike, or Jared, slow down, because a decade or two ago, you were probably running around in middle school, okay?
Two decades ago, for sure.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Well, we're really excited to ask you some questions and to learn more about Onyx. And when you are a radio show like Raised in Wisco, we talk about everything to do in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. And there is no, one of the greatest tools you can have is knowing where you are, making sure you're on public land or making sure you have permission and where that private land starts. And that's essentially what Onyx Maps does. And we're going to get to
grows
a ton
your
of
confidence
that.
From it. You need confidence going out in the woods, and Onyx is what provides that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It provides you with confidence. And I'm going to tell you this. I have this theory that I don't think any there are two types of hunters. And I think 99 hunters, fishermen, anglers, hikers, sideways banana riders. I think there are two types. And 99% fit in this type. They want to do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yep. And so very often, many people get in pinches who are trying to do the right thing and just don't know better, don't know the law, don't know the boundaries. I think that the folks who are purposely avoiding doing the right thing, they're going to no matter what tools they have.
Right.
So 100%. The more tools you have to make sure you're doing the right thing, the better off it is for those of us who are trying to follow the letter of the law all the way along. But what
Raisin
time is
Wisco.
It for? It's time
oh,
for
Raisin
our...
Wisco. It is Raisin Wisco.
It's time weekly for our Wisco. Weekly Wiscos. Danielle Fairman, the co-captain of this ship. How did you spend this week, and was there anything wonderful you did outside?
Anything
in the great
state wonderful
of
Wisconsin? I did outside?
Anything that wasn't like a negative thing that happened to Josh, your boyfriend? Because we get those a lot.
It usually happens to me, and then he just, you know,
he
is
gets
part
the
of
fallout.
It. Dove. I went dove hunting. Everybody else went duck and goose. I went dove, and I had my fair share of duck poppers.
Ooh,
and
so
I
you were successful.
So happy. Yep, we had about a dozen.
Oh my gosh, that's a great
us.
Outing. That's fantastic.
And Bandit.
How was the shooting
his first...
percentage?
Mine was not that great.
Well,
my boyfriend Josh, he actually, I think he went 3 for 4, and then my other two friends.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he
no,
did.
No, he was bragging. No,
I was
I don't
right
believe
there.
It. Nobody goes 3 for 4 on doves. Those things are like little rocket ships. Wait, slow down.
But yeah, dove poppers, finally. Fresh dove poppers.
I love it. Kretschmer, so did you have a weekly whisky? Week?
Yeah. I started with, first of all, I don't think we can get any better weather.
Oh, my gosh.
Week or
it was
two.
Such an oppressively hot summer. It was horrible summer. Take that back. It wasn't horrible. It was a hot summer.
It was
hot, oppressive, humid. This last week has been the most glorious weather I could ever imagine.
Agreed.
Lows in the high 50s, highs in the mid 70s.
But the dang mosquitoes are horrendous.
Yes, the mosquitoes
down here in the southern part of the state.
They are carrying you away. That is the state's official bird, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, so I have a couple things. My cousins were up north at our land in Hayward, which is awesome. We use Onyx up there all the time because there's so much public land that we hunt off of our little piece. But they said it was absolutely beautiful. First time in years that they were sitting around the fire, no bug spray, no bugs. And I was down here. I worked a little bit. And then my buddy bought a new piece of land. So I was out on that. And I tried to deal with the bugs. And I got only so far, you know, marked a couple stands on Onyx. And then I used it a lot. And we'll get into this later. But and then I played pickleball on Tuesday, and Monday I hung out with the family and back to school for the kids on Tuesday, so it was kind of nice.
You are kind of a pickleballer. I know that about you.
Yeah.
I have yet to play it, but at some point I'm sure I will. My weekly Wisco was the goose season opener. Now, I'm going to say a lot of people would have called it disappointing. Oh. I'm not going to do that. I scout real hard, as you guys know. I work real hard on permissions. I believe the number one rule in hunting is keep the farmer happy. Mm-hmm. Have the respect and the relationship with the farmer. That is going to get you further along. I had a fantastic spot that all the geese that were using that field ended up going somewhere else.
Of
and
course.
I hunted it anyway. Watched the most glorious sunrise. We had three geese right off the bell come in, entertain us. And we did that thing all hunters do. They say, wait, 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 wait.
Bye-bye.
And they said, bye, 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 bye. I felt like it was like New Kids on the Block. Ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye. And they were gone. And
is
then,
that New Kids on the Block or was
I
that
don't
NSYNC?
Know. NSYNC. I think it was NSYNC.
Insync. Oh, I'm gonna see, Jared knows.
Jared knows it's Insync.
I wasn't gonna correct it, but you
yeah,
know what?
You were.
No, you just didn't want to correct it because you didn't want people knowing you're a big fan of Insync. Okay, it's okay, Jared.
You can't recognize that song. I mean, then you were multiple decades ago.
That is true. I'm on my multiplethdecade of life. There's no doubt about that. But I had just a wonderful time with a few buddies, hunting opening day, and it was fantastic. So, Jared, what did you do outside this week? Obviously, you're from Wisconsin, but you live in Montana now. What did you do outside?
I was really close to Wisconsin. I was with the Fibs just south of where you guys.
Oh, yes. So, at least he knows.
I know. I typically am on board with the acronym, but I was with some fantastic Illinois beauties this past week.
I'm sure they appreciate that acronym more than ours.
Well, and I know what the real one is. I just figure this is probably like a PG-13 show, but
that's right. Good thought.
They graciously invited me to come hunt their piece of ground in late October, so I figured it would behoove me to go set foot on it in August, hang some cameras, get familiar with the lay of the land. So I was out there doing 2.5 days of some solid whitetail scouting and found some areas of promise. And it was great to be back in the Midwest, like you guys said, and like I was told many times over, we really lucked out on the weather for walking around in the woods. It wasn't 95 degrees and 90% humidity. Yep. So it was a lovely return to the Midwest, and I can't wait for the leaves to change and the scrapes to be opened up in October to settle in.
And I'm assuming you were there whitetail scouting.
Yep,
getting
indeed.
Ready for the whitetail season.
Yep, hung a couple stands. Awesome. I'm mostly kind of like a mobile saddle hunter at this point, so just kind of prepped a couple.
Oh, really?
That is so new for me.
You know, that figures. You know, that your age subset, like that generation, they've run around with the saddles, which we're going to have you guys explain saddles because I think a lot of the listeners probably have heard of it, but it's definitely different than the traditional tree stand, ladder stand, or climber stand. But gosh, people have a lot of fun with them. I don't know if they make one with a weight capacity for my ass. But
they got you covered. They got you covered.
Oh man, I'm excited to do that. We're going to learn all about Onyx, how it works, where it came from, and why it's an advantage, and why that technology really makes a difference in how you get to explore the outdoors. Mike, the meat man from Nye's Guys, is here as our official fill-in for Chef Lawton this week, and we're just excited about it. And this is Raised in Wisco. One-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the fantastic state of Wisconsin. My name is Joel Clayfish. I am a lifelong resident of Wisconsin. I've traveled the highways, byways, lakes, rivers, ponds, and streams. I've found myself face down in a couple puddles even once in a while.
Oh, that's nice.
Waders full of water.
Oh, gosh.
Waders full. I've fallen through the ice. And
see, I feel like you will have
my dues.
I feel like you will have good questions for our guest, Jared Larson.
I'm very excited.
Since you are a traveler of all the states.
Yes, traveler of all the states. And I want to talk about some of the layering and that kind of stuff mm-hmm. on Onyx as well. Danielle Fairman is the Hello. Co-host of this show. Mike Kretschmer is filling in for acclaimed television superstar chef Ellie Lawton this week. How do you feel filling in for her when I give her that kind of accolade talking about?
I can handle it.
He's you can handle
I
it.
Can handle it.
Man. Mike Kretschmer is the meat man, butcher, the head butcher at Nye's
Premium
Meat. Premium, the premium butcher at Nye's Meat Market. And we've eaten his food before, so he's coming here for the cooking segment of the show today, which yeah. I'm excited about. Our guest is Jared Larson of Onyx Maps. If you have anything to do with the outdoors and using it to hunt, fish, hike, there's a chance you at very least know what Onyx Maps is.
Absolutely.
It is a system that you have an app for on your phone, or you can use it on your computer as well, that will tell you where private land is, where public land is, who owns the property, if you'd like to ask permission mm-hmm. to access that property, which I think is the largest privilege as a hunter. Stepping onto someone else's land with a firearm is a very important responsibility. And Onyx Maps is a product that helps you do it ethically and understand where you are in the outdoors. Jared, what is up, man? It's got to be a pretty cool company to work for.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you guys having me on, and it absolutely is. It's the only quote unquote real job I've known out of college, but I've now been here for 8 years and have no intention of going anywhere. It's been super cool to be part of the growth that we've seen here at Onyx, and at the end of the day, we are a very customer centric company. You know, we really care about what our customers are using the product for, and thus try to, you know, make it as user friendly and usable and purpose serving as humanly possible. And I think we do a good job at doing so, because the folks that are internally in our offices building the products are authentic to their spaces. We hunt, we fish, we get outside, we do all of those things. So you know, it's cool to work at a place that is aligned with passions that I have. You know, there's nothing I love more than hunting or fishing. I guess I'm pretty basic, you might say. I really only have two hobbies, and those are them.
Those are good hobbies, though.
If you can find something better, you let me know, because I'm with you. I'm with you as well.
So yep. If I remember previously, I did look you up, of course. You were in customer service. That's how you got into Onyx, and now you're the Turkey Whitetail marketing manager. So how did working customer service get you into the marketing position?
Wow, Danielle. Wow.
Yeah,
you did a deep dive. You did a solid. I'm not sure if you had to make your way to LinkedIn.
I also do know you went to Iowa just so you can get an Iowa deer hunting tag, the resident tag.
Yep. All right. So yeah, that's absolutely where this started.
Why are you blushing, Jared? Why is your face red?
I just Danielle really did some homework for this episode. I'm flattered.
I just listened to
what is it like to go on a date with you, Danielle? Pre-Josh, of course. What would it, my Lord? Holy
you can't
cow.
Lie to me. I know what's going
scripted.
On.
It was scripted. Danielle hit it on the head. I was born and raised in Wisconsin, went to Iowa State for no other reason than to get resident deer tags, because I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
That's about the only reason I could think of going to school in Iowa.
Onyx was a product that I found in college and was using it knew I wanted to move west, so just started applying for some jobs across the west, saw the Onyx job, literally on Indeed for a customer support role. And I said, yeah, that'll work. So threw the application in the hat. And I think within a couple days, you know, had an interview, and that was that. Packed the bags, moved out west, worked in customer support for 8 months, which was very eye-opening. You know, I think you really learn to understand your customer and, you know, really become closer to your product when you work in a support role like that. And then really it was just a fortunate case of good timing that I was there I'll call it before the Onyx boom, because kind of in that 2018, 2019 timeframe is really when Onyx took off. And I kind of already had a foot in the door working for this, the customer support team. I got a marketing degree in college, and so had the opportunity to transition into the whitetail and turkey marketing role that more or less I hold still today. It's obviously changed some in the last 6.5, 7 years. But yeah, that's kind of how I got here and how I got my start. And yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I would like to know, when someone asks you, what is Onyx, what is your answer to that?
Yeah, so I would say it's a GPS navigation app that Danielle has hit on it a couple times. It instills confidence in everything that you're doing.
Yeah, well, that I don't think you could explain it more directly than that, but we're going to get into some details of it, which I'm very excited about, how users use it. So I'm going to talk about some things that I love about it, and I'm going to talk about some things I'd like to work differently on it. And I'm excited.
And I have a couple listener questions.
And I'm sure you have some listener questions. We can't ignore George Ermert, our number one fan.
Hi, George.
This is Raised in Wisco. Go. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman, hello, my compatriot in the digital and previous to digital media. I mean, we were around. We've been doing media together, Danielle, since before there was TikTok.
Yes.
Before there was Snapchat.
Before, I think it was back in the MySpace. I don't. That's way before.
It might have been. No, I don't think. I think Facebook was out when we started. Maybe.
Correct.
But definitely not Snapchat. Oh, definitely not.
Definitely not Onyx.
Onyx Maps. No. And we've got.
Danielle, you're not old enough to be doing digital content since before Onyx, I don't think.
Dude, I'm closer to 40 than I am 30.
But we're not going to tell how much
surprise.
Closer.
And I've known Joel longer than we've had cell phones, probably.
And Mike and I have known each other closer to 40 than 30. So perfect.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, I want to get back into the questions. I gave Jared 10 questions. Now I have another listener question.
Oh, my gosh. The listener questions. First off, though, this is Raised in Wisco. We love you along with us. We want you to hear it. I promise you, you're going to laugh and you're going to learn about the great outdoors of Wisconsin. No matter what you like to do outside. And I'm going to tell you, put the damn 3-inch by 7-inch down and experience life in 3 dimensions. That is what life is about. Life does not happen on a telephone screen. Get out there, and we want to help you do it. We want to help you explore Wisconsin in whatever way you like to do it. We want to help you take things from the outdoors and put them on your table. That's important to us. Danielle, I'm going to tell folks, you can listen to the show live 11 o'clock on any civic media station, 23 stations throughout Wisconsin. We got the whole state covered. Woo-hoo. But if you miss us live on Saturdays at 11 o'clock, where can they catch us, Danielle?
You can listen to us on Facebook and hopefully soon Instagram. I heard Megan Salazar is putting us on Instagram.
Fantastic.
YouTube. And if you go onto Facebook or YouTube, you can see Joel Clayfish and Hey Dudes.
That is rare, isn't it?
It is. That's very You're wearing rare. Hey Dudes.
I am wearing Hey Dudes right now.
You can also listen to us on Apple and Spotify.
Fantastic. That
so I
great.
Know Jared is going to tell everybody to listen on Spotify or Apple, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Tell your audience. Jared Larson is here. He is a marketing manager at Onyx Maps. That is an app that allows you to know where public land is, where private land is, deer management zones, and every state in the country, I believe, right? Every state, not just the lower 48.
Every state in the country.
We've got a ton of listener questions, including our number one fan, George Ermert's question. Yes. Danielle, I'm going to let you lead this because you have a list of questions for this guy already.
Going back on my
rock
phone.
And roll.
All right. So, you ready? Are you ready, Jared?
Oh, start rattling them.
okay, now I know you are the turkey and whitetail marketing manager, but how familiar are you with Onyx Fish, the new thing that is up and coming right now?
Familiar enough to answer questions, for sure.
Okay, and how familiar are you with Navionyx?
I've certainly used it at times in my past, so I would also say familiar enough to be dangerous.
Familiar enough to be dangerous. Compare and contrast these two, Onyx Fish and Navionyx. Why should people use Onyx Fish instead of Navionyx?
Yeah, 100%. So as it stands today, Onyx Fish is really positioned as more of a tool for like pre-planning and trip preparation. So the value proposition with Onyx Fish today is Wisconsin has over 10,000 lakes. I do believe that is a real fact.
Yes, that's some a say fact. That
there are more than Wisconsin, or there are more in Wisconsin than Minnesota. But I'm pretty sure it's because we don't really measure our lake standard. But anyhow, digressing.
You are correct.
If you want to go explore new water, that's where Onyx Fish really shines and tells you what species exist, you know, what size averages you can expect for walleye, for pike, for perch, whatever it may be, whether you're interested in keeping something for the grill or searching for a trophy muskie. It's also going to give you details on, hey, this is a gravel boat ramp that probably only holds, you know, 6-7 trailers in it. You know, it's going to get you prepared as best you can be before you get on the water to go achieve whatever goal it is that you want to achieve that day. Whereas Navionyx, in my experience, is much more helpful when you're on the water. They have that very detailed bathymetry data. And it's more so, I'm not going to call it a poor man's, you know, Lowrance or Humminbird, but it certainly can be used more so than, you know, like a graph in that way. And Onyx Fish, currently, we have some bathymetry data, but not nearly to the degree that Navionyx has. So, I mean, frankly, as it stands today, you could certainly pair Onyx Fish for your planning and understanding what new water opportunities exist for you. And it's, of course, still usable on the water, but it is not going to give you that bathymetry detail that you're seeing on other platforms. So that would be
definitely what I do now. I'm pre-Onyx and then during Navionyx is exactly what I do.
Yeah, it sounds like they kind of have a symbiotic relationship. Mm-hmm. They work kind of well with each other. And I think that, you know, and I think Onyx Maps is also, you know, kind of, look, Onyx Maps can tell you who owns a property, but you're the one who's going to have the personal contact with the owner of the property. And really 90% of whether you end up on a property is how you relate to that farmer or landowner. I have a question about Onyx Maps. Where did the conception come from? And from a marketing standpoint, when people started automatically not having to get a plat book at their county registrar and they could just go on an app and find out who owns it and where the owner is registered to live, how did that, I mean, that must have been a pro and a con from what you guys received as a company. First of all, the outdoors folks are going to absolutely love it, but there had to be some people who had pause about that at the beginning.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, our founder, Eric Siegfried, phenomenal human being and individual. He was a hunting guide in Eastern Montana and basically just struggled with understanding unmarked boundaries out here. If you guys have ever been west, you very much realize that the National Forest, BLM, state ground, very, very little of it is marked like public ground is in Wisconsin, with that nice green lettered sign on the corners, typically to give you at least an understanding of where public ground is. Nothing like that exists out here for the most part. And so he just got frustrated with that and started pulling the data from Montana Cadastral, which is, you know, like just like a plat map that you would go into your, you know, Fond du Lac County in Wisconsin or wherever and go get the plat map. So he just started to collect that, put it on micro SD cards that would go into a Garmin GPS unit. And he was literally making them in his garage.
Wow.
And just started in Montana, then Idaho and Washington were the first three states. And so that's kind of how it was founded. And then it was founded in 2009 went through a couple different names. Hunting GPS Maps, I think, was kind of like the original name. Or actually, it was Montana GPS Maps, then Hunting GPS Maps. But then, obviously, it came into a digital age pretty quickly. I believe in 2012 or 2013 is when the app first launched. And yeah, you nailed it, Joel. I mean, we actually used to have phone numbers included in land ownership data.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh. Bring that back. Bring it back.
it's something that we talk about and consider all the time. But we did get enough feedback from landowners that were not particularly happy about their phone number being there.
Yeah.
Because the rest
of it's
public
data. See, I would
love
the phone number, but...
Well, and the part of the problem is, and one of the reasons that phone directories disappeared is because now all the phone numbers associated with people don't work because nobody has landlines anymore. So that all kind of disappeared as well. Yep. And that's a sticky wicket because people's phone numbers are changing all the time.
All the time. Now, we only have 5 minutes left of this segment. I don't understand where it goes. So I'm cutting down to question number
eight. Just rattle them off and I'll be quick.
Okay. Voluntary public access and possible access. I'm still struggling. That's kind of my question. Explain the difference. Why is it possible access? Can I access it or can I not access it?
So possible access is actually one of my favorite layers because it takes a little bit of due diligence from you to understand whether you can hunt it or not. Possible access is generally going to be land owned by like a forestry company or the Nature Conservancy, large conglomerates that oftentimes allow public access. But it's going to take like a quick Google search. So Weyerhaeuser, for instance, is a very popular forestry company that often allows access to hunt their forested ground. Sometimes it's a lease. Sometimes it's just free access. Same with the Nature Conservancy. There's a lot of that ground out here that you can just walk in and hunt. So that's possible access. And then your voluntary public access that you have in Wisconsin there, that is private land opened for public access, to my understanding, which is similar to Iowa's IHAP, Kansas WEHA, Montana block management areas. There's a lot of states that have private land open for public access. So those VPN lands are VPA lands are fantastic opportunities because I think a lot of people overlook them.
I was just going to say the key to what you're talking about right now, Danielle, is you're probably going to have access to something that everybody's not going to go through to automatically get access to. And now you're hunting in a spot that's not overwhelmed with other hunters.
Yeah. And it's actually kind of terrifying because I feel like I'm about to get yelled at because I did not ask for permission. I am on their land and it is not public. I'm like,
you know what?
That's plots, right?
But I still go up to the farmer.
Yep,
like, hey,
so do I.
I want to make sure that I
do
that. This correct.
I've always lived by the theory: when in doubt, ask.
Yep.
So yeah, I think that is definitely the best way to go on that.
All right, and can you talk about your minus possible access, your favorite layers to do, and what is your key to not have so many waypoints?
Well, so I have way more waypoints than probably anybody listening. I can guarantee that. I think I have almost 7,000. But color coordinating them. We have like 12 different colors. I color coordinate everything by year. So everything for this year for me is teal. Last year was yellow. The year before was purple. That way you can quickly, and in your My Content, you can filter all of that to only show a specific color or a specific icon, so on and so forth. So that's my waypoints tip. My favorite layers, slope angle, I think is a really underutilized layer. If you guys haven't used it, I describe it as topography for dummies. If you're not super adept in reading topography, the slope angle layer is going to give you a color gradient that, you know, green is pretty gradual. Nice. Blue is extremely steep. So
I use it a lot of times. That's awesome. That's great advice.
Looking for access into whitetail country, you know, on the western side of the state there in particular is where I've done a lot of hunting in that bluff country. And it's not that hard to get cliffed out, even in Wisconsin. And so understanding, you know, where you can shimmy up a little draw versus where you're going to get cliffed out, or really even just like understanding thermals, you know, that slope angle layer is super helpful.
That sounds fantastic too. I mean, cliffing out is something not in my future. I just want to point that out to everybody.
You're a waterfall guy.
Yes, I want to point that out. I use the Onyx maps, first of all, to know who owns a property so that I can knock on a door and ask permission. But the second thing I use it the very most for is making sure that I am in an area that I can safely shoot a shotgun or a rifle.
Oh, absolutely.
In Wisconsin, you got to be 100 yards from an occupied building, 1,000 feet from school grounds. So you can literally ever show an officer, a warden on your Onyx maps why you know you are in a place to safely discharge a firearm, which I think is very important as well. Oh my gosh, the show is flying, but
I got a really hot tip I got a really hot tip. Drop a waypoint, add a range radius, and you can set it to 200
and you're good
yards
to go.
Feet, and you're good to go.
Recipes coming up with Mike. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, and sitting alongside me for many years, probably more years than she'd like to admit to, Danielle Fairman.
It's been forever.
It's been a long time.
I'm still smiling.
Yeah, well, that's worth something. Mike Kretschmer, the premier butcher from Nye's Meat Market, is here filling in for the fame-acclaimed certified chef Ellie Lawton. Big shoes to fill. And, of course, tagging along for the show is Jared Larson from Onyx Maps. Thank you so much for the fantastic discussion we've been having. And we talked with Jared. He's going to come back on a future show. I'm very excited about that.
I'm sure we'll have about 50 more questions.
Maybe we can do like a speed round. 20 questions speed round.
We'll do a speed round or maybe the Onyx Maps series once they become a sponsor of Raised in Wisco and have a regular spot on the show. How about that?
Us and everybody else.
He is, after all, a marketing manager, is he not? And our show is all about the outdoors. Yes, I couldn't pass it up. But even more important to sales than sales pitches to me are eating pitches.
I like to eat.
Because at the end of the day, this is a
cooking show.
Holy
wow,
stokes.
You pulled a reverse on
it. That's interesting.
Show. Mike Kretschmer, who's filling in for Chef Lawton today, I'm very excited because we didn't have a chance to talk ahead of time about what you're going to talk about for the recipe today.
Yeah, you're going to make me pull this one out.
I'm going to make you pull out of your...
And
you pull this out of your
don't
raft.
Do that.
Yeah, out of my freezer, actually.
Pull this out of your freezer.
So we got the turkey and whitetail guy on. So I'm going to go with a venison backstrap recipe that...
And real quick, turkey and whitetail season starts here in a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited about that as well. You're going to have fresh turkey and fresh whitetail.
Yeah. So, Jared, I don't know. You've probably shot a lot of whitetails, obviously. We can tell by the back of your wall there. one of my favorite ways to cook venison backstrap, for all my friends that are even, like, they're real weary on the wild game side of it, I will take a whole backstrap out of the freezer or fresh, depending on the time of year. I leave it on the counter and I get to about room temperature. I slice it like almost butterfly it the long way.
Okay.
Right. So you
which
open it up.
Which they usually say don't slice with the grain, but you're slicing with the grain in this case.
Yep. I'm slicing it with the grain probably an inch and a half from each end.
Okay.
So I'm almost making a slit like a pocket in there.
Sure.
Right.
Gotcha.
I'll open it up, season the outside, season the inside. Then I'm taking, fresh mushrooms, fresh onions, garlic, and sautéed breadcrumbs. So I sauté it all in butter, and then I sauté it, put it inside the tenderloin.
That sounds good.
Like warmed up in the tenderloin. Then I take toothpicks and I pin it closed.
Okay.
But the end, here's the thing a lot of people don't realize. The end of that tenderloin, even on a steer, you have that small end on that tenderloin. Take that end and tie it up so it doesn't dry out. A lot of times that taper
on the end, the taper. Yep.
The taper you
so
tie
you're,
back
you're
over.
You're tucking it back. Literally tucking it into the opening that you made?
No, just laying it right on top.
Okay.
Right on top because that gets real thin. So I'll actually take butcher's twine and wrap that up, and then the rest I just take toothpicks and zipper it kind of back up, lay it right on the grill, bring it to 120 with that, with the stuffing in the middle there. People cannot believe
that it's, I would eat the heck out of that.
Yeah, and then I've had people that are saying never eat venison again, and I said, I dare you to try this, and I will promise you that it is not like you've had it in the past. And I've had ladies, you know, some of my very close friends' wives are like hitting their husbands, why can't you cook it like that? And I said, well, I'm open to teach anybody and everybody that.
Do those ladies
have marital problems?
Little homewrecker.
Yeah. A little marital marinade.
The thing is, you cannot overcook it. I mean, like, I've had shoe leather venison.
120. You cook it to 120.
Yep. Yep.
Aggressive.
I mean, that might be for some internal people, it's a little
temp,
internal.
120 is a little on the red side.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But something that a lot of people forget, and Chef Lawton talks about this, is when you are on a grill or you are on an external heat source, when you stop it at a certain temperature, it continues to cook for a while. So that 120 is going to hit that 130 mark when you're letting it rest.
Yes.
Correct?
I mean,
you're the meat guy. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
No, if you let it rest, absolutely. But I'll even, for myself, I'll pull it at 110 sometimes.
Holy
cow. I'll have that stuff bloody.
Yeah, no, you know what? I think the number, if I had ever give someone a lesson about cooking waterfowl or cooking wild game, remember, that is the leanest meat you will ever eat. Mm-hmm. Those muscles are working every day, and there's very little marbling on that. So a key to it is to not overcook it. The best way to ruin wild game is to overcook it, absolutely. Unless you're slow cooking it, which is a whole different category of cooking
meat.
But I think that sounds absolutely delicious. Now, me... And the beauty of that, when you use the butter to saute the things that are going on the inside, that butter is going to infuse from the inside of that tenderloin.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. I'm going to cook my next tenderloin like that, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming
great.
Up.
I don't know. With that recipe, you think Chef Lawton's got to be a little nervous?
No.
I mean, I feel like both of you should bring your own recipes next week, and we'll try them. It's only one way
to find
out.
You're always just looking for a way for free food.
I know. I love that about you. I don't eat dinner on Tuesdays.
I don't know how you can blame it. Jared, tell me in 20 seconds, what's your favorite way to eat venison?
You know, I just got a smoker, and I smoked meats literally all weekend, and that
there
is my
go.
New favorite.
Oh, man.
Nice.
You cannot
nice.
Go wrong on the smoker either. That infuses the meat, and you can dial it right to the right
That's
temperature
perfect.
With the internal temp thermometers they have. Gosh, I love
Thank
this
you,
show.
Jared.
It goes so fast because it's so fun. Go enjoy the outdoors. Eat what's outdoors on the indoors. Have a great time. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisconsin.